And so I am joined this Saturday lunchtime by my esteemed architecture critic. Madam, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
And our walking architectural tour this afternoon, led by you expertly.
I thought so.
Has taken in where?
Vauxhall.
We need to be a bit more precise. Old Vauxhall, new Vauxhall, same old Vauxhall?
New Vauxhall, just seeing what's changed since we were last here.
And what were you expecting to see?
The American Embassy be open.
And what did you see?
The American Embassy
not being open.
But being landscaped, I think.
Yep, so this really is part of our random stomps around our patch, looking how the area has changed, drifting slightly from the Stockwell area. Wow, it has changed, hasn't it?
It has.
For the better?
Not necessarily.
What was your sense of community? Who could you see around us as we walked? We should really describe the route. So we went up South Lambeth Road, we took a sharp left by Sainsbury's, and then deviated slightly, and then all the way down by the river, and now we're on an estate of which I always forget.
Yeah, but just Fussily Road. Well, yeah. I don't know what.
And I forgot what the question was. The question was, and so how has the area... No, the sense of people around us.
People, yeah, there's quite a few people around. There's a lot of... around the American Embassy building, there was a lot of posh cars.
Yeah, you were very observant. So family cars?
Well, there was a Range Rover, but there was a lot of Porsches, a lot of, other car, Jaguars, yeah.
And so is this somewhere which you would maybe fancy moving out towards?
I might live here in my retirement, actually.
How are you going to pay for that?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, and we were thinking about what the timescales are, so we knew that this whole regeneration is yet far from complete. We didn't quite get to see the Northern Line extension down at Nine Elms because we didn't want to go past Sainsbury's. We saw it kind of at Battersea. Battersea Power Station, very interesting. You had, again, some rather insightful architectural comments.
Yeah, I was really surprised, actually, how there didn't seem to have been much work on the inside of the building or the outside, apart from a new chimneys.
Yeah, you should really write a column in the Evening Standard. They should pay for this kind of wit and wisdom. So, the power station, I thought, to the credit of the developers, that pledge to restore those four chimneys and get them cleaned up has taken place. Obviously, what is Battersea Power Station without those four chimneys? It's just a big brick building. So that was quite grand. But the plans that we've seen, so from the north side of the river, when that's complete, madam.
The north side. Oh, there's some shocking building designs.
I'm pleased you said shocking. I thought you might say something else. So it's going to really disguise and hide all of that power station heritage.
Yeah, it will. It's a shame.
So, final a few thoughts, comments. What would your recommendations, your thoughts be for anybody wanting to head south down to this part of South London and to see how the area is changing?
I haven't got a recommendation, but I did notice that there's going to be loads of like walking running tracks around here. So I was planning a little running route from Stockwell to here.
That maybe explains, if you're thinking about running, why you have little architectural vision when you're describing what you can see. Very good. Until next time. Well done. Bye-bye.
Bye.